Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get to it on a Monday. What's on your mind? That's the big question to start the show. You can call us with that answer, 271-1100. Text us at 237-1590.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. In an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Go out there and grab a dream today, folks. Welcome. This is What's On Your Mind. As I mentioned, you can call us, tell us what's on your mind. Simple as a phone call. Love to hear from you at 271-1100, 271-1100. Text 237-1590, 237-1590. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday and enjoyed some time with family and some good food and all the... wonderful. Well, goodies that come with the Thanksgiving holiday. And Kevin says turkey's still good today. I've seen conflicting reports that, turkey is about done for leftovers, but Kev's good.
Oh, yeah. Kept it cold. It's fine.
Yeah. All right. How long do you keep the mashed potatoes and gravy going?
Mine was gone by Friday. By Saturday morning, but
you finished them off.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, you're good for probably a week.
Love mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh yeah, I actually had to make more gravy.
Did you? Pleasant
the leftovers.
Problem.
Yeah.
Pleasant problem.
So
yeah, get back in the kitchen, go to it. What's on your mind on this Monday, Kev?
Oh, the holidays. You know, trying to figure out the budget. We were talking a little bit about that over the weekend after Thanksgiving. Who's getting what? How much can we spend? Obviously, the budget's down with this year being what it is in these last couple of years.
Black Friday seemed like kind of a bust.
It wasn't a big deal in Aberdeen. I was down in Aberdeen. Yeah, I was up early, too. It was a 5 o'clock Kohl's deal. My mother-in-law needed a new Christmas tree, so they had the $70 tree. Nice tree. I ended up getting one of those no problem. There wasn't even a line in to get into the store, nor was there a line at the checkout.
My benchmark was just doing a little driving around to see what was, because I'm just use that as a benchmark. Normally, like, ridiculous amounts of vehicles.
Right.
And didn't see much. Went to West Acres for a little pretzel maker break with Haley on Friday. I think Haley and Hannah and I both went there. The girls wanted to do a little something. And, you know, there was a lot of cars, but not what there normally would be, like this ridiculous amount of seat vehicles. So, you know, I would say it's busier than a normal Friday, obviously, but just I don't think the usual amount of craziness just wasn't there.
I didn't see it either.
You found the same down there.
Yep.
While your Thanksgiving holiday was on, the President of the United States is getting ready to take your guns. You heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
Now they're going to try and use the interim here while they have a majority to try and go to it.
Well, you know, you notice he dropped the term assault weapon. Now he just says he can't understand why anybody would need a semi-automatic weapon. Well, because I'm not a very good shot, sir. I might need 10, 12, 17 rounds.
Yeah, here he is. This is the president.
Oh, yeah.
In Nantucket, by the way.
Well, that's where he went.
Pretty common that people would spend their Thanksgiving in Nantucket.
I'm sure he flew Air Force One over there, too.
Did you go to Nantucket for the...
I did not. No.
You went to Aberdeen.
Yeah, I went to...
I stayed in Fargo.
Yeah.
Didn't get to Nantucket. Anyway, here's Biden.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for.
Do you think he really believes this, or just feels like it's sort of the Democratic Party thing, and he's got to do it?
I think B. It's just one of his talking points.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he really is all into this.
I'm sure there's a number of people that want to ask him about that. You know, about.
I've been given a list of 10 people that I'm supposed to call on.
And they'll all ask. How these semi-automatic weapons are allowed to be on the streets of America.
Right. Chris Murphy's a Democratic senator from Connecticut, I think. And he was on State of the Union over the weekend. He's the real deal on this. He's thought it out. Look what he wants.
I think the country's going to have to learn about what's going on in this country. The majority of counties in this country have declared that they are not going to enforce state and federal gun laws. They have decided that they are going to essentially refuse to implement laws that are on the books. That is a growing problem in this country. And I think we're going to have a conversation about that in the United States Senate. Do we want to continue to supply funding to law enforcement in counties that refuse to implement state and federal gun laws? Red flag laws are wildly popular. Right, you're just temporarily taking guns away from people that...
Do you want to withhold money for law enforcement?
I think we have to have a conversation about whether we can continue to fund law enforcement in states where they are refusing to implement these gun laws. And
can you believe this?
What was that communist name? Who was that?
You're talking about Second Amendment...
Yeah. What was that communist
sanctuaries,
name?
Which are designed to prevent against these ridiculous... laws that absolutely shred the Constitution. His name was Chris Murphy, Democratic senator from Connecticut.
There you go.
This is the thing, folks. Now, last time I checked, 50-50 Senate, and there will be a majority in the House of Representatives, so I don't think there's much chance of this, but they could ram something through here in the interim, between now and the change. So be very afraid, Kev. Be very afraid. They can't help themselves on this.
Well, what he fails to realize is the last time he did this, when was the assault weapons ban with Clinton? Mid-90s? He did that in 95 or something, if I remember right? And it failed drastically. A lot of us at that time took the cue to, well, if they're going to start coming after us, we better get one. So that I'll have something to hide if they ever actually come to get it.
It was actually wildly successful in defeating Democratic members of Congress that voted for it.
Well, yeah, there's that. But, that train, the semi-automatic weapons, there's no reason. That train is so far from the station, buddy, that, I go down the list, hundreds of my friends that own semi-automatic weapons. We deer hunt with them. We go to the range with them. We all got one. We all got them. Good luck coming and get them. So now you're going to stop selling them. You're going to somehow ban them when everybody already has one. Brilliant!
How does that work?
Brilliant!
Go door to door and
you
say,
bet.
Can I see your gun cabinet?
And let me introduce me to the law enforcement and the people that are going to actually go out and do that.
Yeah.
Find me anyone.
They'll be thrilled.
Find me any local sheriff, anyone, that will say, yeah, we'll go start taking guns from people. Let me know how that works out. None of these people they're not real. That's not serious. You're not a serious person when you talk like that.
No, that's a good point.
It's nonsense.
Very good point. So, a new holiday budget based on the Joe Biden economy. Thank you for all that spending. It's led to inflation, which is now causing the Flynn family to have to say, okay, we're going to do it a little differently this year, as every family will have to do. And obviously, your dollar doesn't go as far. So simple as that. And the gun grab that's underway, a couple of things that are on our mind. Welcome whatever's on your mind. Let us know. Text 237-1590 or call 271-1100. I have a little present for you, Kev. This is Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, Joyce.
Yeah, from Texas, Democrat down there. She has some new facts that she wants to share.
Let me just say this, Reverend Sharpton. It is very well documented that words nowadays can actually break your bones. Words have generated violence. We've seen
words can break your bones.
Oh, yeah. Words have generated violence, no doubt.
How did that go before where we said sticks and stones could break my bones, but...
That's how it's supposed to work.
Words can never... yeah. Very well documented now that words can actually break your bones.
Well, people don't know how to deal with words anymore. They don't know how to deal with being told no or being taking criticism or taking direction. So
there's snowflakes.
Anger gets involved, and when anger gets involved, then eventually the fists start flying.
Yeah.
So words, yeah. We always used to go, yeah, whatever. Now, oh, what'd you say? And away we go. That's happening.
Very, very true.
At that point, she's right.
What's on our mind? You know. What's on your mind is the question. And got a great lineup today on the show. More coming up.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years, and I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Petroserve USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. I got over West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Mac and beef or chicken tenders. 12th and I-29, beefy noodles. That's right, beefy noodles at 12th and I-29. Mac and Beef or Chicken Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. If you're up for Swedish meatballs today, PetroServe USA, the NP Avenue location downtown Fargo has that. And we have lasagna, both in Glendon and on 45th. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. We're live in the Freedom Matters USA studios, 21 past the hour. Scott Hanna and Kevin Flynn today. You tell us what's on your mind. 271-1100. I do have a report from our news team. Three-car crash involving a school bus in South Fargo occurred shortly before 9 a.m. this morning near the intersection of 25th Street South and 36th Avenue South. Tom Tucker is on the scene there. Says the most damage of the three vehicles involved was a black Jeep, which had rolled and came to a rest on its roof. It's unclear to the extent of any injuries from the crash and if there were still any students on board the school bus when the crash happened. We hope to have some more information about that for you and a report from the scene coming up, so stay tuned for that. We'll get you the very latest. Find out a little bit more about that particular situation. Here's some texts from our listeners. Begging socialist countries for oil, burying CO2 underground, ESG insanity that is literally ending countries like Sri Lanka, is due to the absurd belief that CO2 is a pollutant. It's destroying the planet, and there's a climate crisis due to it, none of which is true. One thing I always point out when that CO2 debate comes up is that the effort is to capture man-made CO2, because we agree CO2 is necessary to make the world go round. Texter says, with regards to why one would need semi-automatic or higher capacity magazines, just look at the angry mobs of 2020. A semi-auto with a high cap magazine is a deterrent. When a large mob of violent criminals are free to roam the streets as police are told to stand down, I'll decide what is best to protect myself, my family, and property.
The problem with that is you're talking to people that want to disarm you. They want to just shred the Second Amendment. They want to disarm you. They want a not armed populace. They want a populace they can control. And good luck with that.
Think China.
You know, yeah.
Think China.
Think Australia. Look what's happened in Australia in the last 10 years. It's unbelievable. No, you can't have it.
I've been following Gordon Chang's Twitter on the whole China thing. Unbelievable. They have this zero COVID policy over there, which has caused most of this. Aren't the scenes just amazing from China? Maybe amazing is the wrong word. Breathtakingly sad.
Oh, yeah.
What these people are enduring. They want to lock them into their homes.
Mm-hmm. They've had it, too.
The people have had it.
Yeah, the problem is the people are unarmed. The people are peasants. The military is owned by the government. The military will do whatever she says and the CCP says, so protest all you want. None of it will change. That's what regimes do.
Another text said, I don't know if you guys saw the leaked training video of the ATF going house to house to take people's guns. Quite disturbing. What? Tell me that's not real.
I haven't seen anything of the sort.
The leaked training video of the ATF going house to house to take people's guns. Quite disturbing.
I can tell you I have a buddy of mine who was a former NFL player and is now a retired ATF agent. He laughs at the thoughts of that, even the thought of having to get the order to do that. He's like, no.
He would not participate, in other words.
No, they'd all get killed. But then you don't have enough people.
But does he say that that's a thing, that they actually train for that?
No, I haven't seen or heard anything like that. They're going to try, but they're going to make it volunteer. They're going to make you volunteer. You just give them up. You don't need that. Throw it in the pile right there. We'll destroy all of those. Look at what Australia did. Turn them in. You don't need that. We're all good here. Just going to throw some shrimp on the barbie. You don't need your weapon.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, more text at 237-1590. Good morning. What's on your mind radio show? Well, good morning to you. And what a fine greeting. Thank you. If we don't care about the way politicians are all about making deals to decrease their personal wealth, no, increase their personal wealth, I misread that, sorry, the American people will continue to be hostages of their schemes. What do you think of that? Hostages of their schemes.
Very true. Schemes as in the swamp, the way of the swamp.
The way of the swamp.
The way of the swamp.
Yeah. Not good, the way of the swamp. Two three seven 1590 to text, 271-1100 to call. Texter says, well, Scott, all the Democrats say that's not going to happen. The government is going to take your guns. And then there's a lot of laughing emojis. Suppose he's not buying it. Coming up on the program today, Jim Sabe is going to join us from Piper's. He's an auctioneer and certified personal property appraiser. Mr. Minnesota Jason Lewis will be here. And Dr. Michael Rechtenwald. Talk about individual carbon footprint tracking. You can't make that up. Individual. Kathy's on the phone. What's on your mind? Kathy, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to point out to the people who think we don't need guns. I live rural. And oftentimes, because, of course, of the shortage of law enforcement, there can be one deputy on in my entire county. If someone decides they're going to come through my door, even if the guy's running hot, it could be over 30 minutes before they get to me. Therefore, I have my concealed carry license. I am armed and I am trained to defend myself and my house because I can call 911, but that is secondary. That doesn't mean anybody's going to get there in time to help me or mine.
That's a very good point.
Bingo.
Yeah, I mean, you make a very good, plausible point, one of many. Again, we have a Second Amendment. This isn't up for debate. Constitution of the United States lays all this out.
You think?
You don't have to make the argument for it. You just hand somebody the Constitution. Crazy.
Tom Tucker's on the line. We'll get to him after the break on that scene of that accident.
Yeah, Mike weighing in too, and we'll check in with Jim Sabe coming up. Don't touch that dial, friends. More What's on Your Mind Monday edition as we continue straight ahead.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China's severe zero-COVID strategy Monday has large crowds demanding President Xi Jinping resign. The communist government made no comment on the protests or criticism of the communist leader.
Xi Jinping!
It has been 2 weeks since 4 University of Idaho students were murdered in the middle of the night at their home near the campus. Because the killer or killers remain at large, the university gave students the option either finish the fall semester online or on campus after Thanksgiving break starting today. A strong storm system that moved into the Pacific Northwest Sunday is expected to spawn severe storms in the south this week. A significant severe weather event is expected across parts of the lower Mississippi River Valley Tuesday. The threat could affect more than 25 million people from eastern Texas to southern Indiana. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios, 28 before the top of the hour. Standing by is Tom Tucker from our Flag Family Newsroom, who has been on the scene of this three-car crash involving a school bus. Tom, tell us what you're seeing.
Good morning, Scott. I am at the intersection of 25th Street South and 36th Avenue South, where there were at least three vehicles involved in this crash, including a black Jeep, which is overturned at the intersection here and seriously damaged. I was told that at least one person was taken from that Jeep, transported to a local hospital, alive at the time, but the damage to that Jeep is significant. And that Jeep, again, is right out here in front of Hope Lutheran Church. Further south on 25th Street, about a block south, is an SUV off to the left-hand side of the road. There was a female driver inside that SUV. She was being taken out by an ambulance crew when I arrived on scene. She appeared to be generally okay, not seriously hurt, maybe a little dazed and confused, but she was taken here from the scene. Further north on 25th, just across from the Casey's, is a Fargo school bus that is off to the right shoulder of the road. It has a broken windshield and some other minor damage to the front of the bus, but otherwise that's the only damage to the bus. When I got here to the scene, there weren't any children present. I didn't see a school bus driver as well. So it appears at that point that most of the people involved had been taken from the scene. Right now we've got investigators from the State Highway Patrol out here, Fargo Police, the Fargo Fire crews left here probably about 10 minutes ago. As much as I can tell, the accident happened a little before 9 o'clock. This section of 25th is blocked off of traffic in both directions for about a couple blocks here along 25th, up to about 32nd, and then down to about, 38 or so. But, yeah, this road is closed, and it looks like the investigation continues at this point. I've spoken with a couple Fargo police officers. They've indicated to me that a supervisor would be here for comment. I haven't seen him yet. I spoke briefly with a couple people outside the school bus. They looked like perhaps they were with the school bus company. They were not in a position to comment. Did not provide any details. I was unable to get additional information from them, but I was told the driver of the Jeep was taken or was conscious to a local hospital. The nice thing about this Jeep, or I guess the plus that we can say in this horrific scene, is that it looks like this Jeep has pretty good roll bars on it, so hopefully that will be the factor that makes a difference for this driver here, Scott. But that's pretty much all the information I have here for you at this point.
Very good. All right. Well, appreciate the update from the scene there. By the way, the bus company is or school, what does it say on the side of the bus?
Fargo. As mentioned, Scott, Fargo Schools.
Fargo Public School Bus. Okay. Very good. Anything else you want to tell us, Tom?
At this point. That's all I've got for you at this point, Scott, but I'll continue to see what other information I can get and pass along and have it posted on our websites as well.
Sounds good. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the update. Tom Tucker from our Flag Family Newsroom with the very latest there. Let's check in with John here before we go to our man Kevin Pfeiffer. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
You know, to mimic Joe Biden a little bit, why in God's name do we keep electing idiots to run things?
Yeah.
Look, you know, that's the way I feel, you know, over the weekend. You know, once again, Joe Biden, just like Robert Francis O'Rourke, has let the cat out of the bag. They're after all your semi-automatic weapons. Oh, except the police and military will be exempt. So we can lock you up like they do in China at will when we decide if and when for any excuse. I mean, that's what it boils down to, you know. The United States, interestingly, has the Second Amendment to the Constitution. It doesn't specifically forbid you from owning anything. You can theoretically own a rocket launcher. And it's the one thing that does kind of keep the politicians at bay in this country from enacting things like they do in other countries under dictatorships. And, you know, the Founding Fathers wrote at length about this and had great discussion about this because they were a little nervous about the concept in some ways. But in the reality, you know, in the end, they kind of came to the reality that, yeah, we needed a standing army, which we didn't have. So that was part of where, you know, the Second Amendment all came into being. And then on the flip side, they were in agreement that, yeah, it also prevents a king or a dictator from imposing their will on the people and the people having no means of repercussion whatsoever.
China comes to mind.
Yeah, great points,
so
John.
There you go.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 23 before the top of the hour, and the one and only Kevin Pfeiffer's on the phone. Setting up for yet another auction in a record year of busy amount of auctions for the folks at Pfeiffer's. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Scott. How you doing today?
Good. How was the holiday weekend?
Hey, you know, it was good. What a beautiful weekend all over North Dakota. We were on the road quite a bit over the weekend, getting a lot of stuff done for our clients coming up here at these big equipment auctions. But what a great weather weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. Say, when you talk to those clients of yours, how are they feeling about the harvest that's wrapped up, and next year, just what's the mood with farm and ranch country these days?
Well, you know, I think overall, and again, it's just a general observation, overall, pretty good crop throughout the region, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Minnesota. And, you know, what a fall for getting the crops off. It was a great harvest, especially the last month and a half. Really good weather, very conducive to good harvesting. A lot of concerns, though, on the horizon with fuel prices skyrocketing still, diesel prices, you know, well up into the $5 a gallon, and you know, a lot of input cost concerns out there right now. But I think generally overall, pretty decent season for a lot of farmers. Obviously, profits were eroded a little bit, or probably significantly, because of these input costs.
How about the land values? How are they looking?
You know, Scott, land values continue to be so strong and confident. It kind of defies logic, quite frankly, but we have never seen, in our lifetime, any of us have never seen land values as high as they are now. The valuation on farmland in this part of the United States is the strongest it has ever been. Pfeiffer's had about 150 land auctions in 2022. We've got about 30 left. We have not seen any slowdown at all in land values. And, you know, a majority of the land is being bought by farmers and ranchers. Some of it by investors, you know, mostly local investors or regional investors. But overall, I would say the market, again, is doing very, very well despite these high interest rates.
Is the vast majority of the buyers somebody that wants it for a reason that ties to their own particular land?
Well, I think so. You know, a lot of farmers obviously want to extend their footprint as much as they possibly can. It makes sense for them in many cases to be able to do that. You know, so you see a lot of existing farmers buying land to expand that footprint so they have that secure footprint to farm, you know, either for them or for their future generations. You know, other people buy it, you know, as an investment, or maybe they grew up in that county, they want to buy land and diversify their portfolio. So you see quite a bit of that. There are a number of people that live in other parts of the United States, but, you know, they used to live back home and they grew up back home, but they've always wanted to maybe own a quarter or two of land. And that's generally, those generally are the investor buyers.
And those investor buyers have to be pretty proud of the fact that this continues. I mean, it's a good investment, isn't it? I mean, when you talk about every time we've had you on over the years, talked about land prices continuing to climb, what a great investment. I mean, it's solid, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's especially now recently the way land prices have soared. You know, land prices are probably up 40 to 50% in the last 15 months. So if you've been buying land in the last 15 months, it's been a really good investment.
What do you think the future holds there with inflation where it's
at? You know,
at?
I think as we get into 23, Scott, I think we're going to start seeing land values taper, you know, maybe even just go sideways. If I don't think they're going to taper off much, but I think we're going to see this robust climbing, this dynamic ascension in price. I think that's going to be in the rearview mirror as we get into 23, mostly because of the unknown with commodity prices and then with also the skyrocketing interest rates that the Federal Reserve has placed upon the American farmer and everybody else trying to buy real estate. But I really think that as we get into 2023, land prices are going to start not softening necessarily, but go sideways.
And if you're looking for land, Pipers can help, right?
Absolutely. Just give us a call. You know, our team of farm real estate agents, equipment and land auctioneers, and our farmland managers, nobody does it better, Scott. Nobody. Nobody does it with more passion and experience and gets the job done for our clients than the team at Pipers.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the passion at Pipers for the, you know, it just knows no end. It really doesn't, which is, you've made a very good point there for sure. You got an auction coming up?
Well, we appreciate it, Scott.
You got an auction coming up? You're setting up today. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, well, we're on Bismarck right now getting set up for a trucking company equipment auction at Pipers Auction Center of North America and Steel. That'll be coming up here on December 19th. But now tomorrow we have two auctions in Valley City. One of the pieces of land is in Obiariska, another farmland over in Ransom County. And then tomorrow afternoon we're going to be back in Castleton for a quarter of Red River Valley farmland just south of Castleton. Wednesday, we're going to be selling a half a section for the Ballantyne family up in West Hope, North Dakota. And then Thursday, we're going to be out of Montana selling 1,000 acres of really good crop, pasture, and hunting land.
Pretty much just an average week for Pipers for sure this year, right?
Pretty much. You know, our team is just so committed to getting everything done. We have a lot of clients that want to get their land sold and closed yet this year. And our team has just been working overtime, doing the best they can to, you know, again, get the best results we possibly can and get, you know, accomplish our clients' goals for getting these closed on time and getting their financial house in order before the end of the year.
Fantastic. Well, anything else you want to tell us about the auctions coming up or anything else?
Well, I'll tell you what, if anybody has any interest in anything we're selling, just go to Pipers.com. Everything is on our website that we're selling, whether it's farmland, equipment, trucks, whatever it might be. And get a hold of any of our team members. They'll give you a free consultation. Like I said earlier, our farmland managers, they do a phenomenal job. Our equipment and land auctioneers and real estate agents, God, I've been doing this 25 years. Nobody does it better than the team at Pipers.
There's no doubt about that. And you can find all of that information at Pipers.com. Pipers.com. Auctions and land and equipment auctions and all the rest right there. Well, you guys have a great auction and enjoy, Kevin. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott. Everybody have a great and safe day. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. Short break. Back with more of your calls. 237-1590 to text or 271-1100 to call us.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Hucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Hucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
On What's On Your Mind Monday edition, post-Turkey edition of the program. Glad to have you along today, 11 before the top of the hour. Jason Lewis is coming up, Mr. Minnesota, here at the top of next hour. Also, a fellow by the name of Dr. Michael Rechtenwald is going to talk about something that's actually being proposed now, an individual carbon footprint tracking. Yeah. Kevin, I'm watching you. You know? And if you're kicking off a little too much exhaust there, or, you know, eating one too many turkeys, we're going to assign you a penalty in the individual carbon footprint tracking department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be assigning you a number. Number one.
Who's in the single digit?
You are number one.
Yeah, there you go. All right, 271-1100 to call us. Text 237-1590. Texter says, once the central bank digital currency, also known as CBDC, is distributed nationwide, it was just implemented by the New York Fed for a 12-week trial. They will not have to ask for your guns. They will control you by restricting your money. That's not a far-fetched thought.
No.
Decide what you can buy.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
Or who can, you know, what gun shop will be allowed to do business.
I continue to think.
You know, or what, you know.
I continue to think that while all of this is possible, that the greatest country on the face of the earth and this little document here, known as the Constitution of the United States of America, would prevent that. I think individual freedom and liberty is alive and well. I just don't think we're the sheeple type here. Now,
no.
Do you agree?
I do.
I just think we buck the trend on that. Now, the only thing that I would offer in an argument with myself would be COVID. Now, maybe it's different when it's a quote-unquote health pandemic and, you know, you didn't know a lot about the virus, so, you know, you just... That whole drill worries me a little bit. It's an argument. I'm arguing with myself.
Well, it's safety, you know, public health and safety.
Well, you could say the same thing about guns.
Yep. That's kind of what I'm saying. Got to keep you safe.
Yeah. And we saw how that played out during the COVID era.
Exactly. I'll keep myself safe. Thank you very much.
I do think also, I'm arguing with myself all over the place here. If, say, another COVID outbreak happened this upcoming year, right? Hits again in March, mm-hmm. March or whatever.
Okay.
Don't you think we would all approach that differently?
Oh, no question.
To say, you know, no, I'm not, I'm opting out. I think we've learned a lesson there. Some people that want to control you think, ooh, the drill works, so we can control you however we want ever. I think it's the exact opposite. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
Texter says, Scott, you should rename your program the Doom and Gloom Show. All one hears is how bad we have it here in the U.S. Maybe you should consider moving to another country where things are more to your liking. Well, I don't think it's all doom and gloom, but there are some things to be concerned about. So, appreciate your opinion, though.
Hard to find a lot of good news, you know.
Maybe we should search for some.
Good point, I guess.
I think Kevin and Leftovers, the Leftover Report today, I think that was positive news.
All right, yeah. Yep.
Not exactly doom and gloom. Texter says, I'm not much of a constitutional scholar, but I've always had the question of why. If the Constitution is the law of our land, and all these politicians do something deemed unconstitutional, why aren't they called on the carpet? Aren't they unlawful? It's a fair point. That's what Congress is there to do, debate these things, and the Supreme Court to be the referee. Another listener says, the regular police are only given a baton. Police officers, I'm told, often get beat up. Might be talking about...
London?
China.
Yeah, you know. It could be.
If you Google leaked ATF video, you should be able to find it. I think it was part of put out of Texas, but you can easily find it on YouTube. One of the local news stations covered it. You can find a lot of things by Google that I don't necessarily trust is the only problem. But somebody called earlier that said there was an ATF training video out there where they were going door-to-door grabbing guns.
I just did a quick thing there. Yep. Looks like the ATF is planning on seizing items starting tomorrow. That was back in January of this year.
Seizing things tomorrow. Timing didn't work out real well.
Yeah. This isn't a real leaked video. There's some other.
You know what I mean, though? You can find any kind
checkers.
Of. You can find any kind of a video.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily. I gotta credential it.
First of all, ATF doesn't have nearly enough agents to do this. They wouldn't. I mean, they would have to rely on local law enforcement. They would have to rely on local sheriffs.
And they'd opt out.
And they would opt out. Yeah. They would just, you know, say, well, no, these are my constituents. They elected me. You know, for the most part, in most of the a vast majority of the country, the county sheriffs are going to say, yeah, no.
Good point.
Not going to do that.
Here's one more we'll squeeze in before the news break. Americans would do well to read Matthew 24. It says, men's love will wax cold and lawlessness will abound or be multiplied. Also, many will be offended, which seems to be the case today as the liberal left are easily offended by anything those on the right say, accusing MAGA people and conservatives of hate speech and inciting violence. The left needs to look in the mirror and get the log out of their eye instead of having such a holier-than-thou attitude. All right. Appreciate our listeners. Thanks for the commentary by text on What's on Your Mind. Jason Lewis coming up. Well, President Trump has spoken, and now Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Will you support Trump again or DeSantis? Newsmax wants to know what you think. To vote in the Newsmax national poll, just text the word RALLY to 39747. That's RALLY to 39747. It takes just seconds. Text RALLY to 39747. It's your chance to let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for the real news I can trust. I watch Rob Schmidt every night. Rob asks really tough questions. If you haven't seen Rob Schmidt, check him out tonight. Millions are like me. They're making the switch to Newsmax. And don't forget to vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word RALLY to 39747. That's RALLY to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You're going to love Newsmax.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.